The media, of course, won't shut up about it. They're all talking about UFOs. It's in a lot of the predictive programming. Even Pepsi is making commercials. You can look up the famous Black Knight decoded Pepsi production, because everybody's in on this, even the CEOs of the big companies. They can't wait to, if they're in on the lie, to make this thing a reality. People like Podesta out there will not shut up. You know, Podesta the Molesta is a big fan of alien disclosure. Why is that? Because this is a big lie that they think is going to unite people against God under false gods, or the aliens who are going to tell us that there are creators.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. I've had a lot of great guests on recently, and we're going to keep that going today with returning guest Dustin Nemos. And in this one, friends, we reveal the depths of the enemy's deceit and deceptions against humanity, and they are biblical in scope. You're not going to want to miss this one, my friends. In fact, spread it far and wide. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Guys, I can't even tell you how grateful I am to have back on the line a longtime friend of SGT Report. It's Dustin Nemos. You know his website, theserapium.com. And today, friends, we are going to hit this alien psyop directly in its face. We're going to smack the heck out of these people, because all they do is lie. And did you know that there is an Office of the Director of the CIA directive that suggested using aliens and UFOs as a psyop against the American people? And who told us that the last card would be the UFO card, the alien deception card, and it would all be a lie? Well, that was Wernher von Braun, the father of modern day rocketry. Guys, we also have other news to share today, so let's get to it. Dustin joins us now. How are you, Dustin?
I'm doing well, Sean. Thank you.
Well, I hope we don't have too many internet problems today. I know you're out in the wilderness, my friend, kind of off the grid, and good for you. I think at this point we should all be off the grid. But guys, today we're going to talk about the return of the Genesis 6 Watchers, prophecies of aliens censored from modern Bibles. And you all know that they're hitting us hard with the alien disclosure nonsense. It's everywhere in the mainstream horror media. They're in on it now. They love it. They don't question any of it. In fact, whereas they used to call people tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists as it relates to aliens and UFOs, well, now it's all being propagated by the mainstream media, which should raise an awful lot of red flags for those of you who have the ability to think. NASA's Project Bluebeam, is that something we should be afraid of? Is that something we should be concerned about? Well, I think the time has come to be very concerned that they might play the last card, the alien card. But first, guys, just a word of warning. 5G programming the Horde. Operation Crimson Mist. You know, they used this technology against the Hutus and the Tutsis, causing absolute bloodshed, genocide. And that also was a CIA operation.
Augmenting and thus upgrading crowd behavior from that of just angry demonstrators to an uncontrollable genocidal maniacs. Although not classic, this was and is unquestionably mind control, for the simple reason that external means were being used to force an irresistible change in behavior. They did the same in Baghdad. I'll put this in the show notes, but you can see the technology is greatly available. And now we're making the case that the same frequencies they're using, have been using on these crowd controls, is the same frequencies that are being pulsed into us with the psychotronic weapons that are part of the 5G.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. We're going to continue to play this clip and another clip that predicted the vaccine genocide many, many, many years ago, and the guy was spot on. But Dustin, I'm sure you're familiar with Operation Crimson Mist. This technology was used and field tested in Rwanda. And now with this alien deception, 5G rolled out all over America, they could concoct any story they want when people start to lose their minds in the future. A zombie apocalypse. It'll all be made to happen, in my view. And we need to sound the warning to the people.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I've recently seen a video. I don't remember the terminology. It's kind of a photo type technology. But they're essentially using blue lights, like the kind we see popping up all over streetlights everywhere, to trigger and mind control rats into attacking even inanimate objects. They just lose control. And they'll attack anything, living or not living. It's sort of like a zombie apocalypse or just sort of a rage outbreak. People are losing, you know, they may lose control if they're exposed to an intense burst of this light. We know about the potential 5G pulse. If they do the pulse the right way, they can activate some of the latent viruses that were in the vaccine encapsulated through liposomal technology, which is, you know, a fat cell. They just wrap it in fat and the body sort of stores it away somewhere. The stomach acid can't even break that down if you eat it, especially if they inject it into your blood. So that's a third option for them. And they've been, you know, patenting voice of God and mind control technologies for decades. If you want to see what they are trying to do, look at the movie called The Kingsman, where sort of the bad guy of the movie, sort of an Elon Musk played by Samuel L. Jackson, which is a really interesting character, tries to just kill everyone on Earth by giving them free cell phones, free satellite internet, and then programming a signal that goes out that makes everyone lose control. And mothers start to attack their own babies. Elderly women start to attack everyone around them. It's just everything goes insane. And there's a pretty famous, horrible, I would say antichristic scene in that movie that does not portray Christians very well at all.
Yeah,
where they have the church scene. Yeah, anybody can Google it if they want to see this. I wouldn't suggest children being around, but they're basically having people in a church slaughter each other in high graphic, high intensity violence. Like everybody suddenly turns into a zombie ninja, and there's knives, there's canes, there's chairs, there's blood, there's gore. And that's basically what they're imagining, I think.
Well, and that's why I wanted to sound the alarm, because we've got the vaccine rollout, right? The bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. People are now filled with graphene. We've got the 5G rolled out across the country. And now we have this alien deception. You know, it just wouldn't surprise me if one of the cards they might play would be a Project Bluebeam style alien propagandist hoax in which they could blame people going crazy on the aliens. Okay, we have UFO craft parked over American cities. Now people have lost their minds. I'm just sounding the warning because anything's possible at this point. So I'll continue to play this, and it's going to roll right into that incredible vaccines prediction from many, many years ago.
So can they use mind control once they get a 5G of all the people that are in the range of the 5G millimeter? You can bet.
Then there's this infamous clip of now untraceable Dr. Pierre Gilbert with his declaration that liquid crystals in vaccines would make mental slaves of citizens.
Destruction biologique, il y a plus que les tempêtes organisées par les champs électromagnétiques. Il y a également...
What will follow is the contamination of the bloodstreams of mankind because of a vaccine, guys, creating intentional infections. This is Dr. Pierre Gilbert. They will be enforced via laws that will make it mandatory, and these vaccines will make possible to control people. The vaccines will have liquid crystals that will become hosted in the brain cells. Guys, we already know this is true now. The bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine has delivered just this, which will become micro receivers of electromagnetic fields. Waves of very, very low frequencies will be sent. Think 5G, guys. It's a weapon system. And though these low frequency waves, people will be unable to think. And through these low frequency waves, you'll be turned into a zombie. Don't think of this as a hypothesis. It's been done before in Rwanda. Think of Rwanda. That's exactly right. Dustin, back to you.
Well, I think we can see the end game. You know, maybe if you want to talk about the vaccine for just a minute, we can probably make a very good case at this point that it is the biblical mark of the beast. It's not fully finished in that they haven't implemented the software, but they've got the hardware. It's injected into people. I built a meme sort of showing the evidence for this. If you want me to, I could share that. I'd be happy to.
Yeah, I'll stop screen share. You take over, and then we're going to bridge into this alien deception. Guys, the return of Genesis 6 Watchers, prophecies of aliens censored from modern Bibles. Dustin's written about it, and we're going to talk about it because I think it's all part of the alien psyop. Why are they pushing the alien agenda now? Why are they doing it now? Is it because none of their other cards are working and people have woken up to the dangers of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and the dangers of the 5G weapons system, the dangers of out-of-control fiat printing presses, the dangers of international bankers, the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements that wants you to accept the mark in the form of the CBDC, where they can track and trace and control you for the rest of time? Is that why they might play the alien card, which Wernher von Braun told us would be the last card, and it would all be a lie?
Yeah. So this is Operation Warp Speed, or if you drop the piece, War Seed. If you drop that, it's just what I've been talking about the whole time, the seed war, back to Genesis 3:15. Now, I know that sounds a little nuts until you consider all of the Hebrew symbolism in this thing. For example, 666. Also, the Yud, which represents the hand raised in praise. So sort of a worshiping reference of the wrist or the hand. And also the Antakarana, which symbolizes the mind or control of the forehead, control of the being spiritually. So you're seeing all of this right there in President Trump's logo for Operation Warp Speed. I think if you just drop the P's, everything is right there and it makes a lot of sense. But supporting evidence, you know, there's, for example, 144,000 genomes identified in the human genome, 72,000 from each parent. That adds up to 144,000. That's a reference from Revelation 7, verses 3 to 4. And, you know, it basically says, and I saw and look, the Lamb standing upon the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And they are singing as if a new song before the throne. So basically, you're talking here about the people that remain with Christ that do not take the mark of the beast on their genetics, right there, embedded in the science. We can see that. We know that Yahweh's name numerically is written on our DNA if we're a human being. It's right there, YHWH, his name on our human genetics. And I presume that that is removed if you take the vaccine, because it actually inserts, here's the Moderna patent, a 66 to the current ATCG to make it an ATCCCG, meaning 666 is literally inserted numerically into your DNA. We can talk about who was behind it if we want. We can talk about who's been behind all of the vaccines if we want. Same tribe. Here's the information about God's name being in your actual DNA, ATCG. So they're taking the ATCG and they're adding in that extra 666 to Yahweh. So it's no longer Yahweh. They're literally changing God's name from your DNA, and there's the actual literal evidence for it. And it just all of the ingredients that they've been putting in normal vaccines for all of this time were meant to kill us. In Israel, they don't even give Jews chemotherapy. They give them something else. I think it's called NDA or something. It's meant to kill the rest of us. It's Jewish poison for the non-Jews, the non-Nephilim, the non-seed of the serpent, back to Genesis 3:15 and the seed war.
Well, it's powerful information you're sharing, and the logo does speak for itself. You know, I just had on Nathan Reynolds. He's an heir to the Reynolds Illuminati fortune, the Bushes, the DuPonts, the Reynolds, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the bloodlines of the Illuminati. And he told me point blank in our nearly 2-hour interview that the goal of these people is the total annihilation of humanity. That is their goal. That is what drives them to commit human sacrifice, child sacrifice, satanic ritual abuse. And the records over time vet that out. The history vets that out. The blood sacrifice of children to Moloch throughout human history has been the norm, friends. So the fact that we're now uncovering all of this, even though they've been trying so hard to hide it, is important. We've got to get this information out to our friends and our neighbors, our family, our colleagues. We got to wake people up, because there is a war. A war is being waged against humanity every single day. And now, Dustin, they're talking about another vaccine that's been tested on 8 mice. Are you kidding me? COVID wave lockdown 2.0 coming to a town near you. And these same demon creatures are going to tell you to run out and get the next vaccine, which Pfizer has lovingly prepared for you and your family.
There's nothing they won't do. There's nothing that they won't try to burn down or poison in order to get to us. There's no line that they won't cross. There's no moral dilemma that they might have about doing it. They are raised on hate for us from birth. And I can reference, you know, numerous texts, for example, the Talmud, where it's in their very religious holy books, their primary religious holy books, which is not the Old Testament Torah, but the Talmud, which essentially blasphemes Jesus and God, undoes all of the Ten Commandments and the rest of God's law, allows for horrible things like, you know, raping children and sorcery, witchcraft, all sorts of horrible things. It's the source of where we get all of these many, many different variations of gender, because the Talmud has at least 8 different genders in it. And that's why we're having this argument today, culturally speaking, with all of the tranny issues and assault trannies killing children. It's basically the root of all evil on earth in an organized fashion. They're behind all organized evil. And I only mean that slightly hyperbolically. I mean, you might find some local gang that's like a Italian mafia type gang, but I bet you their bookkeeper is going to be Jewish. It's always how it works down. There's always a reason for it. And if they had to turn to gangs to survive in the first place, it's probably because there's a Jewish mayor draining the city of all vitality. And the Black Plague, for example, was them putting poison in Christian wells. And this is just a repetition of that. The vaccine is just the Black Plague 2.0, which is what I named my article about the vaccine on thesarahpayon.com, because it's basically all them doing it all over again, just like last time, just like the Spanish flu. It was all intentional. It was all falsified. And then it was enforced. The folly was enforced.
Well, and by the way, you've mentioned Jews here. And you know what happens in the mainstream horror media is anytime you have a conversation about the belief systems of others, specifically Jews, you get labeled an anti-Semite. So let's just take a real brief respite from that and let's rewind time and let's focus on the ADL. Just real briefly, I just want to remind people that the ADL was created to defend rapist, child rapist, and murderer Leo Frank. But that is the birth of the ADL, defending a child rapist and child murderer, Dustin. I just want to be clear about that. That's not anti-Semitic to tell people the truth about that.
Oh, it's so much worse than that. Factually speaking, I know that they're going to destroy me and come after me and everything else in terms of, you end your career if you say the J word. Look at what happened to Kanye West, the world's richest and one of the most influential Black men alive. They'll destroy you if they get a chance. However, this message, its time has come. And I believe Yahweh will see it through no matter what. Whether they take me down or not, angels will take up this cause because its time has come. So it's not going to be hidden. They're going to try to crush us. They're going to try to create examples, but they can't stop it. And people call this hashtag the noticing, which is a term that they've really begun to censor. But everyone's begun to notice who's behind all of the evil on both sides of everything, you know, from the cultural degradations like the porn and the stuff that's happening in schools, all of the LGBTQ, LOL, you know, assault tranny stuff that's happening. Everything. Also, the political issues, both sides of the aisle, biggest donors, where all the politicians go for the most trips, always the same place. And behind all of the most powerful players. I mean, I hate to say this for those who love Trump. I used to be one of the biggest defenders for Trump out there, fighting against the fake news and defending him. However, Putin and Trump have the same rabbi from Chabad, which is an anti-Christian death cult. They want to outlaw Christ. And they believe some pretty horrible things. They're right back to that Talmud, which is the Babylonian anti-Bible. That's all this is. So you're seeing the seed of the serpent, the actual children of Satan, the giants who got smaller because of diluted genetics, continue to be just as evil and just as malicious against God's people, which is humanity, all hues of humans. And they're just trying to destroy us and dominate us. That's why Israel is the only country on earth that's heavily vaccinated. And yet, No infertility issues whatsoever. Their fertility is still just as normal as it's been. So why is that? Because this was, as RFK Jr. said when he was criticized for it, this was a bioengineered weapon to target specific races. This was meant to kill white people primarily. And they hate us because they're, I hate this. What is that stupid movie that says they hate us because they ain't us? They've stolen our identities. They've stolen the actual tribes of Israel's identity from the Old Testament Bible, which is not them. They have no claim, no evidence for it. The word Jew was injected in the 1600s and on over the words Judahite, which is basically Yahudim. Originally, it means of the family of Judah. And over the word Judean, which is like, it's like saying you mix the word Nemos and the word America. Or American into the same thing. And it may not always make sense because you may be referencing the family or maybe you're referencing the country. So parts of the Bible were just gibberized in order to maintain this lie. It's probably about the same time they took out God's name over 6,000 times, Yahweh, and put in the Lord, which is Baal in English. So, you know, this is where we're at, man. They've corrupted everything. They've set up a lie for every truth. But these are the actual demons of the Old Testament that used to be eating us outright, literally, when they were giants. And they've been kicked out of 109 countries since they've become small, since they were kicked out of Caesarea and began their long wandering. They've been kicked out of 109 countries, often for eating our children. That's the adrenochrome of history. They just didn't call it adrenochrome back then. It was blood magic. It was blood ritual. And there were a whole lot of other Leo Frank situations in history where people had had enough and they were either mass destroyed, mass burnt, mass lynched, or mass evicted from a nation after monarchs and courts had found them guilty in courts of law beyond a shadow of a doubt, because they kicked out the whole population, not just the people that were caught. You know, there's numerous examples of this, at least 109 historically documented examples, but they call that blood libel. They call 109 guilty convictions from different judges in different countries. They call that libel, and they call that defamation. They call that rumor. So it's not rumor. They're demons. They're eating us. And I'm not afraid to say it and call them out.
Well, what you guys are seeing on the screen here, as Dustin was talking, is, of course, all of this alien stuff that's now popping up all over the place. And this guy, Jaime Maussan, you know, he's really leading the charge down in Mexico. He's sort of a quasi-journalist and a longtime ufologist. And here's what they're tossing at us now as the real news, as India lands cartoons on the moon, as the world spins out of control, as hundreds of billions go to Ukraine, all unaccounted for, and we're on the cusp of World War III with Russia, and China seems to want to invade Taiwan. The mainstream horror media wants us to focus on aliens, which Wernher von Braun said would be the last card they would play, and it would all be a lie. Keep your eye on the clock, keep your eye on the calendar, and always be ever vigilant of the deceptions being waged against us, because they're everywhere. And now we've got the alien deception, but they're not aliens in the traditional sense. You know, I used to believe that nonsense from Ben Rich, the head of Lockheed Skunk Works, who famously supposedly said, "We have the technology to take ET home." I used to buy that stuff hook, line, and sinker, but now I question everything, because all they've done is lie. From the moment of my birth to now, all they've done is lie to us. And Dustin doesn't believe these are aliens at all. Do you, Dustin?
No, I believe these are the Genesis 6 fallen angels, and we are on an enclosed world. There's no such thing as space, and NASA is basically a Freemason agency faking it. Their very symbol says it all. It's a forked tongue speaking through a flat disc.
Well, I want you to run with this topic. This is your wheelhouse, and trust me, man. I have on lots of people that I get criticized for, some of whom, like David Weiss and my buddy Jaronism, who question the very nature of this thing we live on and question the very possibility of, can we get to space at all, which is why we had the conversation about India landing the cartoon on the moon. Friends, all they do is lie to us. And I think the alien deception is a big part of that. And Dustin believes these are fallen angels. So I'm going to turn this one over to you, and you take us through the info, Dustin.
Yeah. And if, for example, if anyone's watched or is somewhat familiar with the Ancient Aliens show, or, you know, the History Channel going into giants and stuff, they basically provide a lot of this evidence archaeologically and historically, the documents, but they always sort of twist everything that said God into alien. Now, the ancients believed in gods. They did not believe in outer space. They believed in a flat enclosed world up until about 100 years ago. 500 years ago, they really started to attack, thanks to the Roman Church. Primarily, they invented the strategy of learning against learning with Cardinal Wolsey, and the Pope approved it. And then ever since, we've had fake news flooding science. And that's where you get things like space, globe Earth, heliocentrism. It was a big argument after the time of the Reformation. People like Reformationists were basically shouting, "Thus saith the Lord," every time they would try to tell us that the world was a globe, or that the sun was the center of the universe and that we rotated around it, for example. They would always point back to the Bible and say that's not possible because, you know, for example, didn't Joshua bid the sun to stand still, not the earth? Or wasn't the sun and the moon made after and inward of the firmament rather than the earth? I mean, how could it have been set to spin around the sun if it came before the sun? So there's different cosmological arguments, and basically you get two versions, whether you're a pagan or into any of the various mythologies or pagan religions, which are just various historical perspectives of real monsters that existed. Those are the Nephilim giants. That's where you get all these pagan religions. Whatever version you go with, you have either the scientific fake news version, which is us spinning through space on a cannonball that's sort of shooting through space covered in water. Water stays on it, and you can barely feel the breeze as you shoot through space, hundreds or thousands of miles an hour. I think it's 666. There's a lot of those with their math. It just breaks down that way. But basically, you're shooting through space followed by a shotgun blast. You're spinning very fast. The water clings to the cannonball, and everything's constantly expanding. And yet the stars line up exactly the same every year somehow. So it just doesn't make any sense. Their version has no basis in reality. That's why NASA keeps getting caught with strings and harnesses and bubbles and near drowning incidents and other various cover-ups and lies. And not to mention that thing that they told us they landed on the moon with. I've seen more advanced microwaves and cardboard boxes made by children with tinfoil on it, that kind of thing. I think you could probably build a better Lego space device than what they had built that they told us they landed on the moon with. Anyone can go look into the moon landing. It's obviously total BS. So without hitting the issue too hard, there's a fake news science, there's a fake news cosmology, and that's what I call scientism, which I think is the Bible's great deception, the great apostasy. It warned us about a great falling away, and that great lie, I think, is false science, because it includes this great lie, heliocentrism, which includes globe Earth, which is going to convince people that we're just a randomness spinning through a randomness, and there's no such thing as a creator, and it pushes God outside of reality for people. And that's just not the case. Because of the belief system that they've built, also the things like evolution, carbon dating, these are support sciences that make the world seem older, and it gives people an explanation for where all of this complicated biology came from. But the world's not old. It's about 6,000 years old. That's what the actual scientific method shows us. That's what the actual science shows us. Now, the scientism will have you believe that the world's about to implode from heat, and everybody's going to die because of climate change, and that we need to depopulate and super vaccinate everybody. And there's a bunch of fake news in science. It's either to kill you, to control you, or to make you not believe in God. That's the three varieties that I found. If you want to know the truth in science, the forbidden science, then it goes back to support for the biblical narrative. All of the advanced science that's coming out today, and all of the historical evidence, such as archaeology, etymology, anthropology, paleontology, it all goes back to proving that God is real. Even genetics, like I said earlier, his name is literally on our DNA, unless we've taken the vaccine. That's just another, for example, piece of evidence. And there are many throughout the natural world that prove that there is a creator. And there are many within the Bible, such as prophecies fulfilled, that prove which creator it is. And only one creator can predict the future. And there's things like Sodom and Gomorrah, where there are still unnaturally pure sulfur balls sticking out of the mountainsides, and a blasted landscape as though a nuclear missile had hit everything.
And you could find nothing grows there.
Yeah.
To this day, nothing grows there. You guys got to check that out. I featured that over at thephaser.com repeatedly. Researchers over there, tourists over there, going to where Sodom and Gomorrah was said to be biblically. And it does look like an ancient city that was just dustified, that was turned into an inferno by brimstone. And you can still find the 99.9% pure sulfur balls nowhere on Earth, but right there where Sodom and Gomorrah is said to be. I think I want to play just a snippet of this piece from Greg Reese, which you featured on your site here. And I think what we're about to hear is the testimony of Bill Cooper, William Cooper, about the alien deception. And then I think it goes into what I've been telling people. Wernher von Braun told his assistant, Carol Rosen, repeatedly in the 4 years that they knew each other. But listen to this. Here's Greg Reese.
Book, Behold a Pale Horse, William Cooper claimed that secret groups within the U.S. government have designed their own flying saucer technology and are planning to launch a staged alien invasion in order to create a one-world government.
What I discovered was amazing. What I discovered, ladies and gentlemen, is that there has been a plan in existence since about 1917, and probably before that, to create an artificial extraterrestrial threat to this Earth in order to create a one-world totalitarian socialist government.
Nazi scientist and former head of NASA, Wernher von Braun, reportedly told his assistant, Carol Rosen, that a fake alien invasion will be the final gambit of an ongoing plan to create a one-world government.
And we have to prevent the weaponization of space because there is a lie being told to everyone that the weaponization of space is now first being based upon the evil empire, the Russians. There are many enemies, he said, against whom we're going to build this space-based weapon system, the first of whom was the Russians, which was existing at that time. Then there would be terrorists. Then there would be third world countries. Now we call them rogue nations or nations of concern. Then there would be asteroids. And then he would repeat to me over and over, and the last card would be the extraterrestrial threat.
The fake alien invasion is only possible if there are advanced technologies being hidden from the public, capable of pulling it off. And there is plenty of evidence supporting this. from the stolen and censored work of Nikola Tesla to that of John Hutchison, and thousands more. According to some sources, these technologies were discovered by back engineering alien spacecraft. But the word alien implies extraterrestrial, not from this Earth. And that's the fake part, because humanity's historical record is replete with non-human species that ruled over mankind as gods. This story is the most prolific story on Earth. The Sumerian texts, officially the oldest written documents we have, describe a non-human species that created a unique species of human via genetic modification. These non-humans then began mating with human women and created a new race of giants. This story is prevalent throughout our entire historical record and is found in practically every religious scripture on Earth. Nearly every culture on this planet claims to have been created by a race of godlike reptilians, most often described as serpent gods or dragons.
All right, guys, I'm going to pause it there. You know, Greg Reese does such a good job. Dustin, it's just never been more clear that the powers, the people that rule this world, they worship the kingdom of darkness. They're beholden to the kingdom of darkness. And look no further than CERN, where they're trying to pierce the veil and unleash the fallen ones. These are the ones they worship, guys. This is all part of the agenda.
Yeah, and essentially this is warned about in scripture, Genesis 3:15, the seed war, Genesis 6, where the fallen angels raped human women and produced monsters, the Nephilim, mutants. And over the next 500 or so years, they primarily the first generation killed each other off, starving to death, the Titans. The Greeks call that the Clash of the Titans. But their descendants created the Atlantean civilization. And later on, Plato himself would basically lament that they had lost their god blood, as he put it, or blood of, or divine blood, by mixing too often with mortals. And that's essentially the story. The giants kept getting smaller because they kept raping humans, and their diluted genetics continued to get smaller from the age of the Titans all the way up to little old Goliath and beyond, where they're normal size now. And of course, in the age of Goliath, they still maintained 6 fingers on each hand, 6 toes on each foot, and him and his brothers. It's actually still a common thing in that area today. And they still had a bit of gigantism in that point, but earlier on, they just kept getting bigger all the way back to where they were first birthed. They were Titans. And in essence, these Titans and their big brains, which were huge compared to ours for a long time, 30% more brain capacity, even when they were roughly the same height as us, they had the elongated skull for a long time. And these things ruled over us as god kings, as tyrants. They ate us and they enslaved us. And they took our women, they took our children for their blood sacrifices and their lusts. And that's what led up to the age of all flesh being corrupted, which led up to the flood, which led up to Noah and his family being saved because they were pure in their genes or generations in Bible talk. And, basically we see the Nephilim teaching humanity how to mix different sorts of genetics and different sorts of animals. They had a pretty advanced genetic or gene splicing industry on that world. Maybe they were taking the vaccine because they were convinced it would protect them from a virus, or maybe they were doing it because they wanted to be as gods. They wanted to gain superpowers. They wanted to be transhumanist, and they wanted to get some unlocked X-Men genes so that they could fly or shoot fire or be super attractive or have big boobies. I have no idea what led up to all flesh being corrupted, but all flesh was corrupted, and it wasn't just giants. It was all sorts of animal human chimeras, as we see depicted in virtually every mythology on every continent throughout history. Dogmen, lionmen, horsemen, all sorts of different ones. Egyptians have, I think, some fun varieties with jackal heads and stuff. But basically, all of those things were depictions of real tribes of people who were often depicted as having those sorts of features. Some of the tribes of the Canaanites, for example, were depicted as having these various types of features, like the Hittites and stuff. So, these were mutations. They didn't just have giant fallen angel gene. They had various animal gene mixtures. And that carried over the flood. As we saw, Goliath and other giants came back, but they were smaller and they kept getting weaker. And then eventually David and Joshua and the tribes wiped them out for the most part. They didn't get them all. And ever since then, they have been so diluted, there's no giants left, as far as we know. There's rumor of giants, but there's no evidence for giants in the modern world. But there's a ton of bones, more bones than dinosaur bones almost, everywhere. Places like Rockwall, Texas, just they have to bury whole, they have to basically flood an area and create a lake in order to bury the evidence of Rockwall, Texas, which is where it got its name. A giant rock wall, which was a megalithic structure built by giants. Humans cannot build even today. This is throughout all of history, megalithic structures, ruins that we could not possibly have built, blood sacrifice altars surrounded by elongated skull creatures and baby bones, for example. This is basically the real human history that they won't tell you about, and they cover up and they push all of the depopulation nonsense scientism on us. But these fallen angels were real. Enoch is another book that they took out of the Bible because the Jews didn't like prophecies about Jesus being in it, because they didn't like Jesus being the Messiah. So they took it out of the Bible. And for 2,000 years, virtually, it was lost to Western Christianity, although it was preserved in the oldest canon on earth, the Ethiopian Orthodox. However, it is a legitimate book. It's referenced in the Bible. It's quoted in the Bible constantly. Enoch was a prophet, Noah's grandpa. And more so, there are legitimate prophecies that prove its divinity within the Bible itself. So I didn't want to argue if it's a history book or if it's canon or not, but it predicted, among other predictions and prophecies within scripture, the return of these fallen angels from their imprisonment for the crime of creating those Nephilim monsters. And their return lines up exactly with the math predicted, 70 generations imprisoned. If you do the math on that, I'll show people on the screen here just while I'm talking, it checks out. They show up about 1900 AD, which is basically when we see the aliens, Roswell, and the explosion of this deep state plan to convince us that there's an alien invasion in order to unite mankind. People like Reagan and Bill Clinton just won't shut up about, wouldn't we be united if an alien invasion happened, just off the cuff, like a random thing. Like that's just going to happen anytime. So they have something, they have an agenda. They're itching at the cuff to roll out their big deception, and the punishment of the fallen watchers is over. They are basically released at the end time for destruction. Judgment is upon us. We're pretty much in the end time. Part of this prophecy even says, it's right there at the beginning of Enoch in the first chapter, first verses, that part of the prophecy is that this generation will not pass until they see these things to come. So we're in that generation. The aliens were sort of released at the same time the book of Enoch, which was meant for a later generation. It was actually written that it was not meant for his time, but it was meant for that last generation who would not pass until they saw these things come. This is basically for the end times. And this is when the Dead Sea Scrolls and true original Christian teachings, not the modern bullshit of today with all of its false doctrines and all of its new age nuance and, you know, emotionalism, rather than focus on actual word of God, actual doctrine, with this, you know, allegorism of Jesus as some sort of a hippie or someone who never even existed, when that is not the actual case. He was a man who bled, who died for us, who was resurrected from the dead, who has power over death, and is the only way to be released from this this contest that we call life into salvation. But this is basically a prophecy of the return of the fallen angels. And, you know, the government's, since then, as I've been saying, they won't shut up about it. There are many examples right here of the worldwide alien phenomenon, you know, not to mention dozens of thousands of people having virtually identical experiences of abductions, including the word Jesus, the name Jesus, forcing them to be released from these things when they were being abducted, which is an interesting thing if they're flying around in spaceships from another planet. They wouldn't even know that word necessarily. So it's interesting to note also that, all of this stuff happened right after famed occultist Jack Parsons, the guy who was basically the inventor of modern rocketry and a student of Aleister Crowley, completed his Babylon Workings, which was intentionally misspelled, in 1947 at what soon became Area 51, which was a hotspot for aliens, as conspiracy people will know. It's also interesting to note, like I said, that governments are now suddenly and rather loudly admitting UFOs are real, to the point they won't shut up about them. About this time, Roswell happened. As I said, that's where all of these abduction stories began. All of this deep state science began. All of this plan to convince mankind of an alien invasion began. A lot of modern evils began when these things were released and when their children took over our banking system in 1913 in the middle of the night. on Christmas Eve while everybody went home with an illegal vote that was never ratified improperly with the Federal Reserve System, central banking system. So there was a lot of things that happened to us in the background while they were released that were big, big deals, like subjugation, putting under bonds, enslavement type deals. We just didn't notice it for a generation or two because the results hadn't made themselves manifest in the culture. But we've seen what happens now. Basically, in two generations, we've lost our cultures. We've lost the countries that our founders forefathers had taken. So Congress is admitting government. Government is admitting. The media, of course, won't shut up about it. They're all talking about UFOs. It's in a lot of the predictive programming. Even Pepsi is making commercials. You can look up the famous Black Knight decoded Pepsi production because everybody's in on this. Even the CEOs of the big companies, they can't wait to, if they're in on the lie, to make this thing a reality. People like Podesta out there will not shut up. You know, Podesta the Molesta is a big fan of alien disclosure. Why is that? Because this is a big lie that they think is going to unite people against God under false gods or the aliens who are going to tell us that there are creators because they're already in the scientific world. At the same time, they're lining up a theory called panspermia. This is meant to replace evolution, which is just so debunked at this point. It's like Swiss cheese that's dried out with mold. Evolution is easily debunked. There's no missing link in any species anywhere. There are kinds of animals. There are 1,000 types of dogs, but you'll never see a dog turn into a fish or a cat ever. And there's no missing links for it whatsoever. That's all you need to debunk it, although there's a lot more to it. So, you know, actually honest people who deal with these sciences will admit that. You know, geologists, if they're honest, will admit the rock formations are about 6,000 years old. Evolutionists, if they're honest, will admit that things like carbon dating don't actually work and that their theory is probably bogus. If you can prove things, for example, like Darwin himself admitted that if you can prove irreducible complexity, he didn't use those words, that it destroys his entire theory. So if Darwin was alive today, he would debunk evolution. He would debunk Darwinism based on his own words. So all of these lies came about because these people are itching to deceive us against God. They don't want us to believe in God. They want us to be ready for their gods, basically, to come back and take over. And that panspermia theory is the idea that we were seeded on this earth by an advanced alien civilization, that we were made as a slave race, for example, as the Anunnaki ancient aliens theory. We were made to mine gold. Anunnaki mixed their DNA with monkeys. I could see that perspective from the Nephilim and the fallen angels. But on the other hand, the truth is that we were made in God's image and they tried to invade this world as spiritual creatures getting a physical flesh foothold on the human condition, which comes with it, you know, a lot of promise, a lot of potential. They wanted for some reason to destroy our genetics as well, which lines up with Genesis 3:15, where it says that there would be an enmity, a war between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. So they didn't want Jesus to be born, for example, which is sort of the culmination of that prophecy. So they tried to destroy our genetics. They tried to use miscegenation and in vaccines or mRNA or whatever they used in the pre-flood time to corrupt all flesh. And they were almost successful, but God preserved the human seed with Noah's family. Anyway, my point here is basically that the government's all behind aliens. We even have the office of the director of CIA telling the director of the Psychology Strategy Board, as you mentioned earlier, to use UFOs as psychological warfare, or as we call it, PSYOPs. The math lines up, as I said. Aleister Crowley and his infamous invoking of the Amalanthra working, where he summoned a demon named Lam, which is Tibetan for I am, or for the way, I'm sorry. And this is what the Lam character looked like. And that is a little gray alien, the first of many little gray alien depictions in modern culture. And then Jack Parsons basically did the same thing later on, opened the portal supposedly, couldn't close it. And by the way, after a little sideways, a segue of history here, after Aleister Crowley's sex orgy rituals called the Amalanthra workings, Barbara Bush was born 9 months later to one of the partners. And after the Babylon working with Jack Parsons and Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard, who wanted to invoke the Antichrist, according to his own words, they had a sex magic orgy ritual at the same time over a course of many months. And 9 months later, within that exact same time span, Hillary Clinton was born. So, you know, their purpose, actually, they wanted to invoke the Scarlet Whore of Babylon. They wanted, they called it the Babylon working for that purpose. So they tried to summon the Scarlet Woman. Now, the actual Scarlet Woman is a metaphor for the Roman Church, Catholicism, but, you know, basically they were trying to invoke demons in order to bring about the end of times. That's what happened. And then Hillary Clinton was born, incidentally. I'm sure there's a connection there, but I just don't understand it completely. So according to prophecy, between 1946 and 1956, the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered and the Book of Enoch was found, including many other books of original Christianity that were highly important, that were protected from destruction by the original scribes in these caves for our time, that give us a gleaning into original Christian doctrine, which is not what we follow today in any denomination. They're all getting it wrong. But basically, I highly recommend people check out the actual prophecy of 1 Enoch chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. However, I don't want to take too much time. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I want to kind of skip over some of the prophecy specifics and just say that all of this stuff about aliens was predicted, and all of it and all of our last 500 years of science, almost all of it, the parts that weren't to just kill you and control you, were basically designed to make you think God was not real so that they could convince you that these things were God. All of these deceptions are coming out to play now. They have a lie for every truth in the Bible. So if people do not understand that we are on a enclosed, flat biblical earth that's about 6,000 years old, they will fall for the alien lie, and they won't see them as what they really are, which is demons. Aleister Crowley himself said, one day they'll call them something else, but it's not an exact quote, but he said, today they call them demons and angels. Tomorrow they'll call them something else. And he was right, because faith in God is at such a point that many people will believe in space-based beings of fake space, for which there is zero evidence. They can't even give you an actual picture of Earth. They have zero evidence for space, zero, that holds up to scrutiny. But they will believe this lie rather than believe that we're on a miraculously created universe and that we're on a young world that's enclosed and that God is watching. So it's the vein of that love of truth versus love of ego that cuts through every heart. But people that see the truth, who have the sort of eyes to see and ears to hear, as the Bible says, will find this truth, and they will test this truth, and they will hold fast to this truth. And if you believe in the biblical earth, there's no way you're going to fall for aliens. You're going to know them for what they really are: angels and demons. And I'm not meaning the good angels. I'm meaning the fallen ones that we collectively call Satan, the adversary. One of them was released throughout all of human history, roaming about, seeking whom he may devour. That's what we call Lucifer, the light bringer. That's the term we've given him, although it's probably Azazel. The rest of them are now free. There are 200 Satans, 200 Lucifers free in the last 80 years or so. And that's why we're seeing everything go to hell all at once. And of course, we know who's in charge of the deep state, on an actual flesh and blood level, of every party of every Western world government in the world, and pretty much behind all the porn and all the corruption and all the degradation and all the cultural stuff. It's always them. So this alien invasion, this alien phenomenon, all of this was predicted by scripture, attacked by the children of Satan, deleted from the Bible for 2,000 years, and then rediscovered according to prophecy just in time to tell us what they really are. And they are not aliens.
No, they're not aliens in the traditional sense. Little green men coming from a distant solar system. In my conversation with Nathan Reynolds, we talked about Sodom and Gomorrah and the abominations happening. As in the days of Noah, the Bible reminds us time and time again, so shall it be in the end times before Jesus returns, before Yeshua returns. Jesus said, as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, what does that mean? Well, sexual perversion, demonic activity, constant evil in the heart of man, widespread corruption and violence. And what do we see? We see abortion as a ritual now in our society. We see transhumanism. We see transsexual. We see the perversion of sex everywhere. We see human hybrids. That was really the big problem back in the days of Noah. They were trying to change human DNA. They were communing with demons to alter human DNA, as in the days of Noah. What are we seeing now? Human hybrids, out of control, human testing, cloning, bioweapons masquerading as vaccines, widespread corruption and violence, as in the days of Noah. Guys, we're getting ever, ever closer. Things are going to get worse before they get better, Dustin.
And Sean, let's not forget that the single defining trait other than the flood of Noah's time, because we've had all sorts of periods of human history where there was all sorts of evil happening. But the single defining trait was all flesh was corrupted. It was genetic alteration that really damned the world to the flood. And it was genetic alteration that the fallen angels taught mankind as the primary attack against God's people. They taught us a lot of technology, including abortion. However, each fallen angel had a specialty. Kazdeja taught us abortion, but their primary means of attack was the Nephilim creation, the actual seed of the serpent itself, Satan's children attacking God's children. And their primary tactic was miscegenation and genetic destruction, which means to destroy our human DNA, to take that name off of our cells, Yahweh.
Dustin, you know, I always love having you on, and we're not going to get to the absolute bottom of the rabbit hole today in this discussion, but I definitely think we headed in the right direction as it pertains to Operation Crimson Mist, 5G, the vaccine prediction from many, many years ago, the altering of human DNA in this war against humanity, which undoubtedly will include the alien PSYOP, the UFO PSYOP, Project Bluebeam, all of which Wernher von Braun told us will be a lie. Their last card would be the alien card, and it will all be a lie. Friends, the Bible tells you the truth, and it's funny that poor children are indoctrinated in public schools of non-learning to believe in the Big Bang, the unprovable theory of the Big Bang, when, as Dustin noted in this conversation, the evidence of our Creator is everywhere. In everywhere, it's literally written in our DNA. The Fibonacci sequence found repeatedly in nature, the beauty and the perfection of the mathematics. None of it can happen by the random result of chaos in a Big Bang. None of it. That's not possible. You know it. I know it. We need to make sure our friends, neighbors, and colleagues know it. It's a war against humanity. Dustin, thank you so much. How do we pay it forward to you? What can we do to support you? I know we've got the Serapeum.com. You've got your Sleepy Joe, which is a great product. How can we help support you and your work?
Well, I mean, you can definitely support us with our products, but you know, my news, I cover kind of what's happening from a very high level angle. I don't do as much news as I used to because I'm focused on this biblical and historical work, debunking and debating at this point. But my news is at nemosnewsnetwork.com. And of course, theserapeum.com, which is my primary focus now. I'm putting out about 44-hour almost documentary videos this year alone, including the documentary series, because this content is all there for everyone to find if they simply do the research. I've simply brought it together. I've sort of brought all the masters together, everyone from sort of like the Rob Skiba, who was recently murdered for telling the truth about the seed war, I think, all the way up to Jesus himself, the greatest truth speaker that ever lived. This is the hidden history that is being disappeared from the internet, that is being rewritten, that is being attacked by the deep state in the schools for our children. Every single desk has a globe on it. This is the very beginning of their lies. There's so much more to it. But these are their lies. And if we have this history, we can expose it and prove scripture. I'm actually working on a documentary now to prove Jesus and God, flesh and blood, real life, and proof of divinity, all of it from a scientific former atheist background. And I can't even cram all the evidence in because there's just simply too much evidence for God, for Jesus. I would have to do a 20-hour video to do it. So that will all be at theserapeum.com. Support us if you can, of course, but primarily just spread the truth. People need to know about biblical earth, and they need to know about the seed war, including this alien deception.
Well, guys, as you can see, there is some interesting stuff over here at theserapeum.com. Support Dustin. Check it out. Get Sleepy Joe, especially if you can't sleep at night, which is increasingly difficult because of 5G, because of EMF pollution. I've had Fire Medic on to talk about that before. And people like Deb Tavares, who is going to be coming back again with more breaking news in the very near future. Dustin, I want to thank you so much for your time today. God bless you and your family.
Thank you, Sean. And y'all bless you as well, brother.
Thank you, brother. And God bless the audience. All of you, if you're still with us, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for clicking play. But even more so, thank you for sharing this within your sphere of influence on social media. You know, we've tried to get SGT Report on TikTok. We have a channel over there. They keep banning the clips we put up. They banned two of the last four, and it seems to be a theme all over the world. You can't get a fair shake if you want to tell the truth to the people. So I guess what I'd ask you to do, guys, is support our sponsors and support us directly by visiting us every day for free at thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and of course, sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Zionist mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
But why would somebody have a need, such a need, run by FEMA nonetheless, to do a nationwide broadcast for their emergency system? It doesn't make any sense unless this is a trigger mechanism. And that's what we've been worried about and speculating about. We know that they have the capability to do this. And our concern, of course, is that they've been gearing up for hemorrhagic fever now for many months. And they've already declared a pandemic.